It is a free-for-all Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show. We are taking your calls right now, 317-239-1009. Ask us any question here on the Joe and Alex Show. Maybe you just want to follow up. You're like, hey, whatever happened with that? You can do that. If you've got maybe a question that might be personal, I'm just advising you not to make it too personal. You can do that for me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, and we will answer them. Is there anything that's off limits?
Not really. I mean, I don't think we're going to throw out our salary or anything, but I mean, you can. I mean, I would disagree. I'd say you can ask us pretty personal stuff.
All right, 317-239-1009. You can do that. Also, we're throwing this up on our Instagram story, so people can just do what? Go there and reply to that?
Sure.
All right, let's get into it this morning. Let's say hi to Isabel. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. You got the first question today for Free for All Friday. What is your question about the Joe and Alex Show?
Hi, guys. So my question is for Alex. I've been listening to the show for the last couple years, and before you started dating the Egyptian, you were single for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And from my perspective, it just really seemed kind of more fun when you were dating and shared all of your bad dates with us. So I was just wondering if you would ever consider, like, maybe taking a break from the Egyptian just to, like, freshen things up a little bit.
You're asking me to break up with my boyfriend so that our show is more entertaining for you?
Well, that's a good question.
No, okay. Well, when you say it like that, it sounds bad. But, okay, I just feel like your job is to always be entertaining. And it kind of feels like your show is a reality show, but one that you listen to and not watch, right? So I'm just saying that when one of you, at least one of you, is single, it's more entertaining than when you're in a relationship. And since you used to be single for the longest, I just feel like it makes the most sense for you to be single just to kind of like keep it spicy. You know what I mean?
So basically what you're saying, Isabel, is that my happiness matters less than your overall entertainment experience listening to our show.
She kind of has a point.
No, I want you to be happy, but I'm just saying that for a little while longer, you know, maybe you just, like, shouldn't lock it down completely, you know?
Isabel, I think this is really rude.
You think she's being rude?
I think it's really selfish of you to even suggest this. Like, it hurts my feelings. I mean, I share everything about my life on this show, but it is my life. Like, this is my real life. And I am gracious enough to tell you what's going on in it, but I think that that's really unfair to ask me to do certain things in it that are going to hurt me just so that you're entertained.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but I just kind of feel like, you know, like kind of like a reality show or like on The Bachelor, there should be someone like a producer behind the scenes, like, agreeing with me, telling you to make the show juicier, you know, with a little bit more drama.
I mean, you do or don't understand that I am a real person, a real human being with a real life and real feelings.
No, I do, but I don't know. I just also think that, you know, you probably want good ratings. And this is just my feedback that I'm offering, you know, and I just thought maybe you would want to keep those things in mind.
Isabel, you know what? That is a tough question to ask, but thank you for having the courage to ask it.
Wow.
You're welcome.
I hope you're not saying I'm being the baby.
Well, I mean, I think you're taking it too personal.
How am I taking it too personally? That is incredibly selfish for someone to ask.
Isabel brings up good points.
If she would have asked you, if her question would have been directed towards you, Joe, and she would have said, Joe, would you be willing to get divorced? Because I think that would make the show more entertaining. You wouldn't be offended by that? Because
I would laugh it off. I wouldn't take it so personal. No, because only reason is this, though. I think marriage that I'm in now for 3 years compared to a relationship that you've had for 6 months, which is a long time for the show, I think she brings up some interesting points. Because, Alex, do you remember when you were single and we talked about it? Remember that guy that had like the Dungeons and Dragons basement
thing
or whatever?
Yeah, I do. I remember
all of
them.
That was so funny.
Like, I agree it was funny.
You went on
but
that,
like,
one date with the guy and the place caught on fire. Like, we haven't had those stories with the Egyptian.
It just hurts my feelings. Like, so what? So our listeners are, they only want to listen to our show if I'm freaking miserable. Like, I finally find somebody that I'm really happy with and that I'm madly in love with. And I'm like, I'm really, really crossing my fingers that this could be the one for me after so long, after all the things I've been through, all the bad dates, going on a freaking deserted island for a dating show. I've done everything to find somebody and I finally do. And now that isn't good enough. Sorry, we want you to go back and be miserable, but just so it's more entertaining for us.
Francisco, you're on the Joe and Alex show in Danville. What do you think?
She's rude, man.
Who's rude?
It's Belle, whatever the lady is on the phone.
Why is she rude? What's she doing? I think it's just a decent question to ask. Well, Isabel, I mean, Alex is entitled to feel how she feels. I think it's interesting that you asked that, and I think it's something you should consider, Alex.
Jeremy just tweeted in at Joe and Alex Jones, said, Alex, you can't have a show called Free for All Friday where people can ask you anything and then get upset when people literally ask you anything. Don't do it if you can't handle it. Bro, I want you guys to call and ask me anything that you want to ask. I'm pointing out that I think that that's selfish. I mean, if you're going to ask me something, I'm going to give you my response. My response is, I think asking me to dump my boyfriend who I'm in love with because it will be more entertaining for you as a listener is rude. That's my response. I'm not saying she can't ask it. She can ask it. I'm glad she did.
Would you consider it for the ratings so we could be the number one show?
No. If we break up, I hope that doesn't happen, but if we were, I will share it because I do share everything. Like I said, that is something that I graciously do because I like sharing my life with you listening, but I'm not going to do it just because.
All right.
I can't believe people are saying, of course, Alex is offended again. Like, what would you say if somebody said, divorce your wife, divorce your husband, because I think it would be more fun to have some drama in my life? Like, would your response not be the same as mine? I get so ticked off.
Brooke in Brownsburg.
People get upset when I respond to things.
Brooke in Brownsburg, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about Isabel's question this morning?
Hi. I'm honestly kind of flabbergasted that someone would even call in and say something like that. She seems legitimately serious. Alex deserves to be happy. She deserves to have a relationship. I think that it was completely inappropriate and rude for her to say that she thinks she should be single. You are real people, and I love hearing that she's in a relationship and how things are going, especially I listen to the show almost every day and about how this relationship came to be. I feel like when I hear about, you know, different things about Alex and her boyfriend, that it'll definitely probably lead to something more serious. And I think that's great. I think everyone deserves to be happy. We only live once. I think that this Isabel person needs to find some other source of entertainment.
Wait, but Brooke, real quick, just to play devil's advocate here, you don't enjoy, or did you not enjoy, some of the crazy dating stories that Alex told us about?
Oh, absolutely I did, and they were hilarious. I mean, it's not like Alex still doesn't have fun, interesting times with the Egyptian.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not like everything I share about us either is always perfect and happy-go-lucky. Like, I keep it real with you guys. Like, I always let you know when we've gone through disagreements and things like that, too. It's not always picture perfect.
All right, well, hey.
Absolutely.
Brooke, thank you for calling in this morning. Isabel, thank you for calling in, too. You got a lot of people fired up with your question.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, any more questions? 317-239-1009. Let's go to Robert this morning on the east side. Hey, Robert, what's up? What do you got for Free For All Friday?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing good. Yeah, we can hear you.
Good. Awesome. Well, the statement is kind of directed at Alex, and I'm not trying to throw salt. Please understand the spirit of where I'm coming from. I consider myself a devout Christian and believer, and you guys had a conversation about, I think, 4 weeks ago where somebody called into the show and was kind of joking about sleeping with your wife and marriages that I take extremely seriously, and I know Alex does as well. And I find it kind of interesting that it seems like it's come full circle where somebody's talking about doing something for quote-unquote ratings, and she's upset, which she's totally entitled to do so. But I think it's just, even with being able to share your lives and be able to talk on a radio, there has to be some kind of responsibility that goes along with it.
Yeah, because you think that she was encouraging Joe's situation where someone wanted to sleep with his wife because it would be good for ratings, but now she doesn't want to do this for ratings, and she's really offended about it.
Yeah, my response to this is easy. If you couldn't tell that I was being sarcastic and egging him on just to be funny, like, I mean, obviously, I do not think that Joe should cheat on his wife with some listener and do a wife swap thing.
Now, let me ask you this, then. Why did you give the guy my wife's phone number and our address?
I was being very sarcastic. I mean, I was being sarcastic for the sake of the bit, just to be funny. But yeah, no, I would never actually want Joe to do something like that. And he wouldn't ever do something like that. But thank you for your question.
Well, and money can change things. Hey, Robert on the East Side, thank you for calling in to the Joe and Alex show. Let's go this morning to Isabel. And, I'm sorry, Olivia in Carmel.
I was like, no, she ain't calling back.
Yeah. But Olivia, you have a comment from an earlier call we just had with Isabel. What did you want to say?
I think she's completely crazy for asking that. Like, you can tell she was completely serious. And I kind of feel like Alex gets picked on from listeners. And
yeah, I do too. Like Jamie, who just tweeted us and said, I'm so tired of listening to Alex straight up attack people daily about the things people say. Even if they say stupid things, they're still your listeners. I'm like, I would love to hear your response if somebody told you to break up with your boyfriend just so they could be entertained. Like, I feel like I was respectful while still giving my opinion and saying, look, that was kind of rude of you to ask. I did not call her names or anything. But I mean, I just said it was rude.
That is our job, though. Like, our job, everybody's job is different. Working in radio, like the Joe and Alex show, we are an open book. If you can't do that, you can't be here.
Right. Well, she didn't say that she couldn't ask it. She was still allowed to ask the question.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that Alex, you know, has to do that. And I think that, you know, her even thinking about Alex, you know, that's a possibility is completely crazy to me, just for ratings. And I listen to you guys every day, and I think you have perfectly fine ratings with Alex being in a relationship or being single. So
Thank you.
Talk to our boss about that and tell your friends. Thank you for calling in this morning. Marjorie on the West Side, hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you got for Free For All Friday? You got a question, comment?
Good morning. I had a comment about the earlier caller, Isabel. Maybe it's fair for her to ask whatever questions she wants to, whether they're rude or not. But I am very glad for you, Alex, that you are with the Egyptian, that you're happy, and that that's going well for you. But maybe a more appropriate question that Isabel maybe would have wanted to ask is, maybe she really misses hearing about all the bad dates and whatever, but you guys could do a show surrounded around the idea of telling stories about everybody's bad dates.
That's a great suggestion.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Not to poo-poo that, calling everybody else, but Isabel hijacked that segment, that whole conversation. It was supposed to be Free For All Friday asking us a bunch of questions.
This is what's happening right now. Joe's just butthurt that nobody asked him any personal questions about himself.
How
now he's upset that it was all diverted to me.
No, I don't even mind. I don't even mind if it was personal questions about you or Liv the Web Girl. But it's just like Isabel, like I
ruined
thought,
it.
Yeah, she did. We spent like 10 minutes on it. I'm just going to randomly pick somebody up and I'll probably like regret it. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Liana.
What is your question this morning for Free For All Friday here on the Joe and Alex show?
It's not really a question. I just want to say that I'm going back to what Isabel or whatever.
No! No! Bye! Bye! I can't do any more Isabel questions.
Jared wants to know if for Free For All Friday on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show, would you consider bringing some of your fans on the show for a day as a guest DJ? If you ever want to sit in on our show, you are more than welcome. We set that up all the time. We sometimes during shows, we have someone in the studio watching us do the show that like to listen every day. So you can always email us at joeandalexshow@gmail.com if you have a question or want to shadow us or something like that.
All right, Joe and Alex Show, who is this?
Hello, this is Austin.
Austin, what is your question, Austin?
So it's not really a question. I wanted to comment on yesterday when you guys were talking about that Big D confidence.
Yeah.
All right, make sure you say it that way. Yep.
I did. So I wanted to comment and say that I thought Liv actually had it more than you two did.
All right.
Because from what I understand, the Big D confidence was about being humble while being confident.
Oh.
Well, Joe and Alex, you guys immediately jumped up and said you guys had it. So
that's right.
Wasn't really being humble.
That's a good point.
I had to defend it because Alex said she had it out of anybody on the show. And I was like, whoa.
Well, you were offended by it, Joe.
I wasn't offended by it,
offended,
but if I don't say if I don't say anything, how is that possessing Big D confidence?
Well, you were kind of offended.
Whatever. Bye.
Joe, there's a tweet for you.
Have
you ever dated a black girl?
That's what Patrick
wants to know.
No, I always wanted to date a black girl. Honestly, if Lindsay and I don't work out, I would like to date a black girl. I'm pretty much the most boring dating pool. I dated one girl that was Asian, and other than that, it was just a bunch of white girls.
That Asian persuasion. Trina.
Well, the Asian girl gave me, I got pink eye in H1N1.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm not saying that's ever. I'm just saying that's what happened with me.
Trina.
I would try it again, though.
Trina wants to know, do you regret getting married?
Do I regret getting married? No. Actually, you know what?
Why do you sound like you're like considering it?
No. Okay. Real talk. This is what I talked to my therapist, Julie, about. I kind of do regret getting married in the fact of this. Stop.
Be careful what you're going to say.
I am careful. I sometimes I do because I feel like I don't know what it is mentally in my head right now. The Joe that my wife Lindsay met 6 years ago and fell in love with and started dating me, I feel like I've drifted away from that, and I've got my own issues, personal things that affect me and make me just a sad or depressed person, and I feel like I'm not the guy, the Joe that my wife's married to as of today is not the same Joe that she started dating 6 years ago, and I feel bad for her that I'm not meeting, you know, I'm not holding up my end of the bargain of what I told her I would be as a man, as a husband.
Do you think that
I
when
provide
you...
for her and take care of her, like that part I feel good, but the rest I feel like I come short on. Personally, that's how I feel.
Do you think that you got married thinking that all those issues would be solved by the love that you would get by getting married, and then when it didn't, you were surprised?
No, not necessarily. I am surprised how hard marriage is. I mean, my parents were never even, like, really together, but I am surprised, Alex. But I don't, like, there's no real Joe and Lindsay, oh, God, if we were married. There's no real Joe and Lindsay problems in the marriage. It's more my problems that affect things, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Do we have time for any more, or do we have to wrap this up? Because we're getting tweets coming in, so...
I don't mind doing, why don't we just, what do you got? Go ahead.
All right, Joy wants to know, how did we both get this job? I feel like it's not an awesome job, and I just want to know how you guys both came about this.
Well, why don't you tell us, Alex?
Well, somebody found Joe, held him at gunpoint.
They accidentally shot me.
No, we got put together. Randomly, Joe's working in Evansville. I was working on a morning show in Louisville, Kentucky. And they had an opening here. And they asked us, you know, would you guys be interested in co-hosting a morning show together? We had never met or anything.
No, and didn't even know who you were. No offense.
We got thrown together and had to build a brand new morning show from scratch. And that's kind of how it happened. We were put together by the company. We didn't know each other otherwise.
Liv the Web Girl, we got a question in here. What's the most alcohol you've consumed in one day?
Oh, man. Probably like 2.5 Four Locos.
Wow. I would be on the floor.
I don't know if that's true. That's a guesstimation. And it was from like 11 a.m. until like 2 a.m.
I thought you would say a higher number. I'm kind of disappointed in you. I like this. Would you want to bring this back again?
Sure, Free for All Fridays.
Yeah, I just, and it's not about you. I don't want Isabel asking a two-part hour question about me either.
Okay, so if you want us to keep doing Free for All Fridays, tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know if you like this.